brought to you by Penguin.
Weathering. Written and read by me, Ruth Allen. To the land that sustains us, my odd kin, and those who have become ancestors. Behind the effervescent force of the plant is concealed warmth of feeling. Behind the mobility of the animal lies the force of thought. Thought and feeling are united in the gravity of the stone. Hilma af Klint. Introduction. The same sort of mind. Grid reference. SK071671. It is nearly winter, the sleeve end of shoulder season, and the wind has a jagged edge to it as it hurries at me over the lip of the fields that slope easily up from the small village of Earl Sterndale. The sound is loose and fast and free, a swirling white noise, without particular course, as there are no trees or rock faces to contain it. Cows have made for an irregular corner fashioned by intersecting dry stone walls and stand together out of the worst of it. If there is a stamp of hooves or a swish of tail or the sound of heavy flesh jostling for space, you can only imagine it. All is being carried southwards. I can feel pink beginning to bloom on my cheeks and nose, a welcome replacement for summer's tan, which has long since washed out. I ignore Hitter Hill rising to my left, though as is my custom, I give it a nod of hello as I pass. I don't know the history of the name Hitter, and if I did, it would likely be confounding. Such is the way of nomenclature round here, where gritstone isn't really grit, and the highs are known as lows, such as high-low, derived from the Anglo-Saxon hlaw or mound, burial mound, of which there are many in this part of the Peak District. The Peak District was Britain's first national park and is situated somewhat centrally in the landmass of England, surrounded by several large cities including Sheffield, Manchester and Nottingham, and many smaller besides. I pass over the curve of fields into a new vista which opens around me. All is green and green and green, stippled with mottled grey grout lines, and as great banks of clouds pass overhead, the mosaic of fields darkens and brightens in mystical sequence. The sky and land are in a conversation of shade and light, and I am eavesdropping as I walk my own meditation. A shark fin, or maybe a cresting wave frozen in time, one and then another. These are the first features you notice rising from the sea of green as you drop over the fields and into the broad valley of the Upper River Dove. Two improbable knolls, Parkhouse Hill and Crome Hill. The latter is famous for its double sunset phenomenon, which can be observed only at summer solstice, whereby the sun sets once behind the hill before emerging on the other side and setting again to the right of the hill. 20 minutes of rare spectacle. This is a place, it seems, where things come in twos, or where pairings are divided before meeting again, where one and other have notable boundaries but lap against each other in time and space. A liminal land where you can stand in the between, in a way that's not quite uncanny, but certainly significant. Here we are between hills, between public and private land, at the border between two counties, on the boundary between limestone and sandstone, at the divide between White Peak and Dark Peak that taken together make the two halves of the Peak District National Park. This is a special place by any measure, but is brought most alive in the story of its deep foundations, its bones. As I have been here many times before, I skirt left around the base of Parkhouse. It is a little smaller and more precipitous than Crome, but both have steep north-ish faces caused by local underground faulting and slightly convex sloping southernish flanks. And it is this combination that gives the hills their wave-like appearance. Sheep with purple-sprayed necks ring the base, grazing off the rich lower-spaced soils blown into formation during the last glacial period. This wind-blown soil is thin where it meets these exposed knolls of limestone and can be treacherous underfoot at wet times of the year. So I leave it to a handful of other visitors.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?